Well, we normally focus on like county fairs, Medina County Fair going on, Lorain County Fair later this month, but this Saturday it's the Oberlin having their Family Fun Fair and Classic Car Show from the Oberlin Business Partnership. Janet Hard joins us. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning.
Are you ready for the excitement this weekend?
Well, we always think we're ready. We try our best to be ready. We can't wait.
That's right. Well, there'll be a line of cars coming in, the Classic Car Show. That's really been a expanded part of this Family Fun Fair, hasn't it?
It actually has, with well over 100 cars in the last 3 years. And we've already had calls from like the British Motor Club and other clubs that say they've heard how much fun it is and they want to come into town. So we'll see.
There's a lot of other fun things going on. Talk about some of the activities you've got planned for the family this Saturday.
This is our 26th year, and every year we try to add something new. The last couple of years we've added bubble soccer that people absolutely love, and it's hilarious. If you've never seen bubble soccer before, it's just fun to come watch, even if you don't get in a bubble yourself. We have laser tag and bounce houses. We have 5 different food trucks this year. We have 34 area nonprofits, and they all come with crafts and activities for children. And then we have vendors, as well as sidewalk sales from all of our downtown merchants.
Okay, Janet, let's get down to it. Bubble soccer. How would you describe it? How does this work?
Well, there's this great big plastic bubble, inflated bubble, and there are different sizes. And you kind of get in the middle of the bubble and walk around and bump into other people. And when you bump into other people, you usually roll over. And sometimes it's really hard to get back up. But there are people there helping you get back up. But it's hilarious.
Bruce, this has us written all over it.
Absolutely.
Do you want me to climb into a giant bubble and roll around Tappan Square?
Mm-hmm.
But there's other people that are trying to do me harm, I think, or at least roll me in some different direction, I suppose.
See how many people they can bump into, right?
Craig, I'll be in the bubble if you get into the dunk tank. There's a dunk tank, right? You've got people there taking part?
Absolutely. We have a dunk tank, and we have 6 Oberlinians that people are just waiting to dunk. And we have A.J. Klontz, who's our Dunk by Dunk MC, and it's a really fun time.
It's a time for people to come out, the family, enjoy kind of a fun time in August on Tappan Square. A lot of action going on. Of course, businesses are involved in this, right?
Yes. Actually, tomorrow morning, Friday morning, the sidewalk sales start with the downtown businesses, and they continue through Saturday. So it's actually 2 days with sidewalk sales.
A lot of bargains to be had, I suppose?
Yes. The folks at Bead Paradise tell me that people line up, like they open at 10 o'clock in the morning, and people line up at 8, waiting for them to put out their things for the sidewalk sale.
Right. If I'm going there, I want to have music and food. You've got that too, right?
Absolutely. The Summer of 65 band, the band has played the last, 5 years for us, and they are wonderful. So there's a lot of dancing in the streets where the cars are, and then we have DJ Larry Farnsworth, who, when the band is not playing, he plays his music. It's a lot of fun. A lot of people come out this day just because it's such a relaxing, fun day.
Well, we hope for some nice weather and a good time to have the bubble soccer, the laser tag, or even enjoy the big wheel race. So there's lots going on there.
Big wheel race is my favorite time of day. We have the big wheels, and it's a children's race. We put 3 lanes down the middle of West College Street, although they don't understand what a lane is. And they go down, turn around, and come back. Everybody gets a prize, and it's just hilarious.
Well, it's all about having fun and families coming out and enjoying a time and kind of reconnecting a little bit with Oberlin if they haven't been there for a while, the Family Fun Fair. It's Saturday, August 4th, from 10 until 3:30. But you mentioned that the sidewalk sales get started earlier as well.
Right. And I should mention that Peppy the Clown is there, and she'll have lots of balloons to share. And there is a hula hoop contest at 2 o'clock. So
sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
And I see that also for kids, you get the fingerprinting and ID. The City Hall has that available too. So going to take care of that business as, if you come
yes.
out to that.
And the fire trucks will be there so kids can crawl up in them and see what it's like to be in a fire truck.
And you can help them create electricity at the electricity generating bicycle. Is this?
Yes, actually it is. So you can get on a bicycle and ride the bicycle and see how hard you have to pedal to create X amount of electricity.
That's great. And there's some crafts and games as well, so kids will have some takeaways after they leave this family fun fair.
Absolutely.
Aside from the balloon animals that Peppy creates.
Right.
Well, we appreciate your time this morning, Janet. We hope for a good turnout this Saturday for your family fun fair and classic car show.
Thank you. The weather looks like it's going to cooperate, so it should be a wonderful day.
And if you'd like to find out more, you can always go to oberlin.org, or they have a Facebook page as well. Janet, have a good day. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Janet Haar joining us from the Oberlin Business Partnership and their Family Fun Fair, Craig. That's going on. See, you're always trying to get me involved in something. The bubble soccer.
Oh, yeah.
The giant bubble, you know, and you're rolling around in there. I'd probably be better for the hula hoop contest. I
really?
Think. Yeah.
That's, you've got those magic hips?
Well, it takes a while.
Really?
Yeah. And
you're known for this, huh?
I didn't say that. You don't want to force it. You just kind of let it. And just give me 5 minutes on a YouTube video to how to hula hoop, and I'll be doing it around my neck and around my legs.
Really, that's all it takes? You're something else.
Oh, sure it is. They've got less. In fact, I was even looking on a YouTube video to find out about Gymkhana, and I'll get the details on that.
Okay.
And I found out more about Gymkata as well. That's coming up.